This is Chris Voss from the Record Company. You're listening to Devil Radio. This song's called How High. We are the Record Company. We play rock and roll.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Bob Tuesday, Bob Rule Tuesday edition. Welcome back from the 420 break. Fancy Brian, we're going to keep lining up some phone calls at 844-967-2789. Got a little more, I don't want to call this depressing news. I guess I knew this, but seeing it in writing just kind of crystallizes how Scroogey we might be. The media apparatus I talked about in regards to Ron Johnson. You know, as we celebrate sort of self-indulgently, 5 years of me being a radio station owner, and nearly 5 years of Fancy Brand being on the team here. Well, Fox News, you know those guys. Right here in the state of Wisconsin, I look at right-wing talk radio as sort of our own Fox News. As competitors, it's us against them. We're the David, they're the Goliath. Because here in the state of Wisconsin, there are 81 right-wing talk radio outlets. And especially in southeastern Wisconsin, where you can hear us on WAUK 540 AM and 101 Kakaw, the Shaw FM. That one's for you, Pizza Box Mike. We're competing against, you know, some of the most highly rated right-wing talk radio stations in the nation. Although I did note that both WISN and WTMJ took a little tumble, not quite so high anymore. But Foxy News topped the yearly ratings for the 20th consecutive year. 20 years of excellence, in ratings at least, down at Foxy News. This is depressing, because this is why you got to worry about Trump. Fox News has the highest rated cable news outlet in the country for the 20th consecutive year in 2021. Fox ranked first in total day and primetime viewers, you know, nighttime. We're daytime. Daytime, primetime, drive time here. That's what I do. Nighttime, obviously, primetime for television. According to Nielsen, occupying more than half of the audience shared in total day viewers in the 25 to 54 demographic. Now, they think that's the money demographic. That's where everybody wants to market their dollars to. That age demographic. So anyways, they care a lot about that. Fox News, they got a quote. They're very immensely proud. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the month of January, Fox had 95 of the top 100 cable news telecasts during the month. 95 of 100 top news telecast, including 14 of the top 15 cable news programs and overall viewers. Fox ratings were up 4% from last January to an average of 1.4 million total daily viewers. Now, what happened last January? January of 2021. We've talked about it quite a bit.
I think it...
early.
The inauguration of Joe Biden, huh?
Well, before the inauguration of Joe Biden, there was... What was it? The January 6th, right?
Oh, yeah, January 6th. I've heard some things about that. Was that a SmackDown event?
Of sorts.
Okay.
But the January 6th, of course... perhaps marked the low point for the Trump loyalist. I mean, hell, even Kevin McCarthy had some courage then. Mike Gallagher from the state of Wisconsin went on CNN. Stop this, Mr. President.
For a couple hours. A couple hours of courage.
Those couple hours, the January 6th, in real time, was probably the low point for Donald Trump. Well, that and the fact he lost the election. It was just the actual crystallization of the loss through the Electoral College process that was driving him nuts and giving him cause to incite a riot, incite a domestic insurrection, let's just call it. But anyways, Fox News' ratings are up from that time in history. They're higher now. And I can tell you, right-wing talk radio in southeastern Wisconsin, they have been up since, you know, like 6 months ago. They're finally coming off some oh-so-high crest numbers. And you compare that, 1.4 million total daily viewers with 493,000 for CNN and 656,000 for the MSNBC. You add those two together, they don't come up to Fox News' numbers. So this is a powerful platform.
Are they saying they're the more entertaining news source, or that they just get a larger conglomerate? Like, in, you know,
I can tell you the
wrestling ratings are really high.
I can tell you the Fox News website, very clickbaity.
Yeah.
Like, there's always some pretty woman putting up some Instagram photos of her in a bikini on vacation. That's always on the Fox News website. Some star that's put up a bikini pose, it's always on Fox News.
I think that's just an algorithm just supplying the demographic of that audience exactly what they're looking for anyway.
Well, they all need the Viagra, man. So, you know, you wouldn't think the pretty girls would do it for them. Maybe just wishful thinking. Anyways, let's get back to the audience.
Never stopped them before. I've seen it in the bars.
But have you ever noticed the Fox News is driven in some way by sexuality?
Yeah. Repressed sexuality. A lot of repressed sexuality. But
and lots of pretty blondes with long legs.
That's all it is.
And apparently the highest ratings in news. You know, a mix of sexuality and some really cranky white guys that misinform us and have very strong opinions.
Again, I'm saying it just might mean they're more entertaining than the other group. But again, we're talking about news.
Well, news and opinion.
Oh, that's right.
Fair and balanced.
Sure.
Let's sneak one caller in here. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Yes, I guess some of these politicians should remember that the accounting comes due, and that is true, you know, historically. Henry II got whipped by the Canterbury monks because he said, won't somebody get rid of the scurrilous, you know, monk that was Thomas Becket. Charles I lost his head because he violated their constitution over merry old England. That they should remember, and there's, you know, Rebecca Clefish saying this stuff, talking this violent rhetoric. I mean, what the heck are they? Are they not just saying this is just over the top? They should be telling us it's over the top because somebody can go off, and you know, you get some people that goes off and just goes crazy, and it is just going to be bad news. I mean, that, and the whole Nazi symbology of the daggers, I mean, that has got to be recognized, too, but the media does not want to do it. As far as Fox News gets the best ratings, how many motel rooms do you go to, you turn on the TV, and it's already set to Fox?
Well, I always find them preset to the adult channels, but you got to pay for those. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're free.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.